Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Lucas Cochran. My guest is Jessica Potter-Desky, the Agriculture Education Coordinator with the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
The Sask Pork Whole Hog Youth Ambassador Program has moved into its second year and was highlighted as part of the Saskatchewan Pork Industry Symposium 2025. What is the Sask Pork Whole Hog Youth Program and what is its purpose?
Well, thank you. The Youth Ambassador Program, we really developed it because we wanted to be able to communicate with a younger audience and felt that it would have a better impact if that was coming from a younger person themselves. So the Youth Ambassador, to this point, we've only had one Youth Ambassador, and we may have more in the future. We're not sure quite where this is all going to go yet. However, Reese has been a great candidate. He's got an agriculture background and is keen to learn more. So he's been excited to learn about the pork industry and to share what he's learning with youth his age.
Why is it so important to get youth involved with the hog sector?
We want our sector to maintain its sustainability. And so with an aging population of people who've been in the industry for a long time, we want to make sure that we have youth learning about it so that they can work in the industry, but also learning about it so if they are not working in it and are consumers later on, that they will think of the pork sector as a source of protein.
What was the focus during season one and why?
Season one, the theme was behind the barn doors, so we could really showcase what happens in a hog barn. What does the industry look like? Because due to biosecurity, there's not a lot of people who see or are aware of how pigs are raised, and so that's what we showcased in the first season.
What type of response does season one receive?
People are really amazed, really, what happens in the barn, how many pigs are grown and raised in Saskatchewan each year, and really how large the industry is. So that's kind of the main impact that it's had so far. But I think they like seeing the baby pigs, mostly.
Yeah. How has the focus changed for season two and why?
Season two, we really have more of a focus on careers, and we did touch on careers, people working in the barns, direct production, but season two is more careers that are not as directly related to production. So having a chef or value adding with the butcher side of things, research, really some different value adding industries that still impact the pork industry, but are maybe not always seen as directly related.
What type of information is presented during season two and why?
In season two, we're focusing on careers that are outside of the barn. And so a lot of those are careers or pathways, education pathways that students may not think have anything to do with the pork industry. But we are able to find that correlation, showcase it to them, so it broadens their scope of potential interest in future job opportunities.
And why is that important?
Well, we need people in all areas to keep the pork industry running. We can't just raise pigs and have them not go anywhere. So to be able to broaden that horizon, it opens up the ability for urban students as well as rural students to play a key role in agriculture and specifically the pork industry.
How can anyone interested get more information on the Whole Hog Youth Ambassador Program? Jobs in the pork sector, the work of Sask Pork.
You can check us out on our website at saskpork.com and check us out on social media as well.
And is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, we will need a new youth ambassador at some point, so if anyone's interested, let us know.
My guest has been Jessica Potter-Desky, the Agriculture Education Coordinator with Sask Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Lucas Cochran.